You're listening to the audio production of The Piper's Pursuit by Melanie Dickerson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jude Mason.
Chapter 1. Summer of 1424. The town of Hamelin, in the German region of the Holy Roman Empire. Did Caterina dare to stay out hunting past dark? The sun was going down, casting long shadows as she skirted the forest on her right and an empty meadow on the left. At least the town gate was visible ahead. She checked her crossbow, making sure the arrow was strung and ready. Her unruly brown hair was starting to come free from the leather tie taming it at the nape of her neck. She picked up her pace as she passed a particularly dark section of the forest. She could easily imagine the giant wolf, or whatever the beast was that had killed so many, coming out of those dense trees and leaping at her. Would she have time to aim her crossbow before she fired? She would only get one shot. She laid a hand on the long dagger she kept in the sheath on her belt. If she missed, she might have time to stab the animal before it attacked. Were her ears playing tricks on her? Or was that a rustling sound coming from the trees? She stopped and raised the crossbow. Her heart thumped hard against her chest, so hard she could barely breathe. If she died, what would happen to Mother? It was probably just a rabbit. She kept the crossbow aimed at the dark trees while moving her feet slowly in the direction of town. Something was shifting the shadows. The bushes were shaking. Leaves gave way. "Wait until you're certain you have the best shot possible." She willed her hands not to shake, holding the crossbow up to her eye to make sure she could aim quickly.